What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Nightcapping with Nara Lee.
My choice of drink tonight is water, of course. I got work in the morning. And a cup of tea. Funny thing about this cup of tea is I've been drinking it all day. I bought it early this morning. And every time I go back to drink it, it's cold, so I have to warm it back up. So hopefully I can finish it before bed. But let's get into this episode. So this week's episode is, funny enough, I was going through this kind of like mental whirlwind, I guess you can call it. I go down these wormholes where I start thinking about something and I obsess over it over and over again until I figure out why it's bothering me. And I realized for the past week that I have been in a sensory overload type of mood where it's like I have been noticing stuff when it comes to, for the most part, it's my dating life. Everything else is pretty fine right now. I have been noticing stuff about my dating life, and it's kind of like things are like clicking, like click, 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 click. And it's just like, whoa, wait, this is way too much information to process. So I'm trying to navigate the things that I'm realizing and kind of put them into context and figure out what my next moves are. So there's a lot of, I guess you can say, wool being lifted from my eyes. I'm noticing that because I'm constantly changing myself, because I'm constantly making changes to my daily habits, my mindset, that it's becoming, it's starting to be a thing where I feel like, where am I? Like I'm going through uncharted territory. So it's just like, I'm kind of like, not lost, but I'm a little lost because I'm trying to figure things out with these new things that I'm doing. Because when you know what you've always done in certain situations, it's kind of hard to do something new, because it's very easy for you to revert back to old situations. And what I'm noticing is that, especially with dating, my self-awareness is, I want to say times 10 now, but I'm noticing situations that are causing me to revert back to old habits that I do not want, especially when it comes to communicating. I don't know if I said this in past episodes, but I am a ghoster. I will ghost you. And it's not one of those things. Well, let me say this. Part of it is, I don't really feel comfortable enough with whoever it is that I'm dating to be vulnerable to actually express my feelings. Just because I don't do rejection. Like if I get rejected, I might punch you. So I'd rather not go there. The other reason why I ghost people is mainly because I feel like if it's a lost cause, there's no point in me addressing something. Like I could tell you off. I could tell you about yourself. I could tell you how I feel. But is that going to resolve anything? And if the answer is no, like if the answer is still, I'm going to stop fucking with this person, or if the answer is still like, he's going to be who he is, I won't say anything at all. I would just make my decision and start moving forward as if you don't exist. That's not always a good thing. So I'm working on that. Because I feel like part of the reason why I do those things is because I'm making assumptions, and maybe my assumptions are not based off of facts. They're based off of insecurities and other emotional baggage that I have that I'm not aware of. So I'm trying to work through that. And I feel like the only way that I can work through that is if I speak on it, which brings me back to where I'm not comfortable at, which is I don't like speaking on shit. I'm one of them people that's like, you should know better. So why am I even breaking this down to you? You should already know. And I feel like if we're having this disconnect or this conversation about X, Y, and Z, then I feel like that ship has sailed. Like, I'm not really, I don't know, but I'm working on that. Not only is it things constantly changing with myself when it pertains to like dating, but it's also changing when it comes to like what my passions are, my career interests. And so like the job that I'm at now, when I first took the job, I had interviewed for a certain position, and then they met with me. I was there for like an hour because we just had really good vibes, really good conversation. It was like, you know, I felt really good about the people that were interviewing me. And in the middle of the interview, he was just like, man, like, I know you came in here and I know you applied for this position, but I really feel like you would be better in this position. And I tried to put a positive spin on it. And I'm like, sometimes people can see certain potential in you that you don't see in yourself. And so sometimes it's best to get out of your comfort zone and to go with it. And that's kind of the mindset that I took on in order to accept the position, was that he was seeing something that I did not see. It wasn't until now, I've been 4 or 5 months into this position, I'm realizing, no, I was right. I don't want to do this shit. this is not for me. I've done this dance before. And I just want to get out before the song ends. Like, that's how I'm feeling right now, because in my mind, I'm like, now I'm like backstepping. I'm like, man, I should have went with my first mind, because I knew what I wanted for myself. And I knew what I need, what I needed in order to make me feel secure as far as the position that I was getting in. And I feel like, yeah, what I got is okay, but it's not what I wanted, nor is it what I needed. Actually, no, let me take that back. It's not what I wanted for sure. There are things that I'm doing in my position are definitely things that I need in order to get to where I'm trying to go to. And so I'm not rushing this process of moving on, because I know that I'm being exposed to certain things that I do need to be exposed to, but I know for sure this is not the position for me. Not long term, definitely short term. And when I mean short term, I mean, I don't know if I'm gonna make it till the summer. Okay. So yeah, there's a lot of changes going on in my life. And so it's sending me into like a sensory overload where I'm trying to figure out kind of like my place when it comes to dating, my place when it comes to my job. Home life is pretty decent, you know. I pretty much got that down pat. I've been doing this mom shit for a minute, so I pretty much got a routine going, and you know, everything's good on that end. My son's good. I'm good. So that I'm not necessarily worried about. It's more so working and figuring out this stupid dating shit. Oh, and trying to lose weight. I haven't figured that out yet, because I feel like I just don't want to work out. I feel like that's the answer, but I don't want that to be the answer. You know, like, you know how like, you know what it is, but you don't want it to be that. That's how I'm feeling. But yeah, this stupid dating life, like, I'm trying to figure it out. One thing I will say though, with me thinking about dating and all this stuff, I realized that I am in dire need of male companionship. I'm not talking about sex. I'm not talking about romance. I'm not talking about nothing that has to do with being intimately involved with a man relationship wise. I'm saying that I need some male friends. I am surrounded by women. I talk to nothing but women, and it is fucking boring. Okay? It's the same shit. I'm either talking to some females about the niggas they dealing with, or I'm talking to females about whatever gossip is going on, talking to females. Like, it's all the same shit. And I'm ready to mix up the company that I keep. And I feel like I am very bored with just speaking to nothing but women. And so me actually working at a job where it's nothing but men, there's about, I want to say 30 or 40 men at this job and only 4 women. And I'm the only Black woman there. But it may seem like it might be intimidating, but it's not. Like, I'm actually like, ooh, I'm around like men and testosterone, and like they have, of course, there's like inappropriate jokes and shit like that. But I'm like, I'm comfortable in that because I'm just like, yes, like finally something different other than what gets talked about in my circle of like friends and family and stuff like that. So I'm realizing that I need some male friends. I want some male friends. I used to have a few, me moving and stuff like that, that kind of removed some of those relationships. Some other things didn't happen with some of my like closest male friends, but we'll get into that another day because, whew, child, some shit then went down, let me tell you. But yeah, I really want like maybe 1 or 2 male friends, you know, that I can do like my guy shit with, because none of my friends, they don't play PlayStation. They don't play the game. You know what I mean? Like, I think the most we bond over is like football. Like, we all pretty much watch football and follow sports and stuff like that. But I'm more of a football person. Like, don't ask me no shit about no NBA. I stopped paying attention, listening, everything with the NBA the moment Kobe retired. So that's pretty much where my shit stops at. But I just really find myself wanting to kick it with some guys on some casual shit. You know what I mean? So, one thing I do feel like is like not having any guy friends, it kind of stunts like your growth in a way because you're lacking interaction with the opposite sex. And that's like different perspectives, different personalities. I feel like there needs to be some type of balance. And if I'm just constantly around women, I'm only getting one side of the coin. I know what it's all about. I'm living it. So, that's the conclusion I came to. Me feeling kind of like in a funk for like a week. I was just like, what the fuck is the problem? And one of the problems is, one, I need a male friend. Two, I was frustrated because my asthma was acting up, and because my asthma was acting up, I could not work out. And then we also got snowed in, so that was fucking annoying. So yeah, I've just been trying to feel better and figure out, how to move forward with finding some male friends. I thought about getting on one of those dating apps and saying, hey, looking for some male friends, but I'm like, nah. They would try to act like they're trying to be my friend, and then like 10 minutes later, they're trying to stuff dick in my mouth, and I just don't have time, okay? So I'm gonna figure that out. On top of me dating, or on top of me wanting a male friend, I'm also like tiptoeing in the dating world. If you listen to my last 2, like, podcast episodes, then you know, or 3, then you know that I've been dating someone, and I would say that the initial shock has worn off, and it's kind of like now I'm just waiting for the other shoe to drop. Like, let's see how consistent this is. if we're being honest, the attraction is there. Am I excited? Starting to notice some things, but we'll talk about that another time. But yeah, so I'm dating, and then I'm also trying to think, like, how does that work? Because if I'm dating this guy because I'm actually interested in them and want like a romantic relationship with this person, how do I explain that I'm just gonna hang out with this guy and I'm getting to know him as a friend? Like, that's kind of, I'm like, how the hell does that work? Because people are weird about people having friends of the opposite sex. I feel like it's fucking stupid. There's no such thing. Like, you can't go through life with like only one set of friends and they all happen to be the same sex as you. It's stupid. It's a stupid fucking request for you to ask of somebody. And if you feel that way, then you have jealousy issues. And you need to figure that out. Because I ain't got nothing to do with me. If you don't like that I talk to niggas, then I guess you're going to be talking to somebody else. That's pretty much where I'm at. I've made it very clear every time that I've talked to somebody or dated somebody, like, hey, I got one or two guy friends. They are strictly friends, platonic. Nothing has ever happened. They ain't even so much hit on me, and they are not going anywhere. So please do not ask. I've made it very clear. Now, will that change? I highly doubt that, because I've been feeling that way for a very long time. And I just feel like as a mature, grown man, it's not going to bother you. I'm not up all night on the phone, twiddling my thumbs and shit, with a chair on my feet, walking on the ceiling, giggling at this nigga. He's just a friend. So, yeah, I'm trying to figure out, how does that work? Do I even say anything? Like, oh yeah, hang with this guy. I don't know. We'll figure that out. But yeah, so I'm trying to figure out some stuff. I'm trying to figure out where I belong. Who knows? Who fucking knows? Okay. So let's get into the reason why, 17 minutes later, let's get into reason why I'm doing this podcast tonight. So if you haven't been on social media, I don't have time to explain this to you, but B. Simone had posted a video talking about manifesting love. Let me just say this. I hate the theme that is around manifesting, because I think people think that you just think about it and it just fucking happens, and it doesn't. Like, you actually have to put work into it. And manifesting is not some shit where you make a mood board and you pray over it and light candles and shit, and then next thing you know, you wake up and you got everything you've ever wanted. It doesn't work like that. But she makes a video about manifesting love, and I'm not going to talk about the bullshit that came afterwards, because I just feel like, okay, I'm going to talk about it real quick. So the bullshit that came along after she had posted it was like, two or three people was like, oh, she stole that content from me, blah, blah, blah. And I immediately got irritated, because I want to say either the day before or even a few hours before B. Simone had even made that post, me and my friends were talking about this in our group chat, about how you shouldn't ask somebody to be something or to bring something to the table if you can't do it yourself. We were literally just talking about this. And so my thing is, if we thought about it and we don't know B. Simone, like, I don't know how you can say that someone got something from you, when literally we said the same thing verbatim. So, grow the fuck up. Like, people get mad when shit goes viral and they just be mad because it's not them first. That's really what it comes down to. Clout is one hell of a fucking drug. Okay. Anyway, let's get back to the topic at hand. So, B. Simone makes a video about manifesting love, right? And she talks about making a list. I'm going to play the clip for you. It's like 2 minutes long. But let me just say this. I had a lot of follow-up questions that I wish I could ask her. But, you know, it's whatever. So let me play this and we're going to get into it.
We got all these things we want in a man. A list of things. He got to be tall. He got to be dark. He got to be handsome. He got to have pretty teeth. He got to be a family man. He got to be financially stable. He got to be rich. He got to be successful. He got to be all these things. And we didn't even have the things on that list. He got to be a family man. Bitch, you ain't talked to your mama in 6 months, but you want him to be a family man. He got to be financially stable. You're counting this in the negative, ma'am. Overdraft fees. He got to have a job. You need to go fill out some applications because you're still unemployed. He got to have pretty teeth. You ain't seen a dentist in 6 years. He got to have a six pack and be in shape. You can't even walk up a flight of stairs without huffing and puffing. Get your life together. This whole list that he got to be. You ain't even have the things on that list. So this is what I challenge you to do. So we can manifest love all 2021. Make that list of that perfect dream man that you got in your mind. Then, what I did, make a list of the type of woman he would need right by his side. You want him to be in shape? You need to get to the gym. Equally yoked, bitch. You want him to be financially stable? Well, you need to start saving because you can't keep a dime to your name. Huh? You want him to be a family man? Call your mama. You become a family woman. Heal your traumas before you put all this shit on him. You want him to be patient? Bitch, your patience is thin. You want him to be understanding. You the least understanding person in your circle of friends, but he got to be understanding. Fix you. Whatever you want, become that. Ugh, fuck. He got to be in shape. Bitch, you eat chips every day. You heal. Let's become the person we want to attract. How about that? Huh? That's the challenge. These birds.
Okay. So, you heard what she said, y'all. So, when she first said all this, I was thinking to myself, like, here's the thing. I feel like people are going to be very literal about what she said. And they're going to make a list that basically paints this picture of like fucking Drake or I don't know, Michael B. Jordan, like some stupid ass list that's very superficial. And what I feel like is because a lot of the times message like these, it goes over people's head and they only pay attention to what appeals to them. So I'm going to make this list of this guy that's like fit. And he's, you know, he likes to travel and he likes luxury because that's what I like. And I like to travel. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be like, I feel like some people are going to take this and be very superficial about it. When really it's way deeper than the 2 minutes that she explained it. And it's way more work than just writing a list of things that you want a man to possess or that you want to be for a man. You have to make a list for the list. So basically, I'm going to call this podcast Before You Make the List. So before you make this list of this dream guy, there are a few things that you have to do. I'm going to run them off to you and then I'll go back and break them down. So the first thing you have to do is find yourself. The second thing, you need to eliminate all distractions and make space. Third, you need to discover what your wants and your needs are. And four, you need to start naming your intentions and setting up mental boundaries. Now, I wouldn't say that this is like the rite of passage. These are things that I made notes of that I need to do for myself. So I'm just sharing them, and maybe you guys will take what you need from whatever it is that I'm sharing. Maybe all four things may not hit you, but maybe one will. Who knows? This is just free information that I'm giving you about my process and how I do things. If it works for you, great. If it doesn't, fuck you. No, I'm just joking. Like, you know, just listen. Open ears. Open mind. Okay? Like, let me just... Okay. So... So before you make this list of this ideal man, you have to do these four things in order to prepare yourself, for dating. And so these are things that I have worked on. And to be honest, ever since I started dating, I'm realizing it needs a little bit more work, a little bit more tweaking. But yeah, so the first thing you need to do is you need to find yourself. And this means that you have to have an honest conversation about who you are. You need to identify what your triggers are, what your setbacks are, what your traumas are, the areas of improvement. You need to identify the good, the bad, the ugly. Ask yourself how you feel about love. How do you feel about your past relationships? What went wrong? What went right? What do you need from your next relationship that you constantly found yourself desiring or asking for in your previous relationships? Because one thing that we tend to do is we tend to want something from a relationship and not get it, get out of that relationship, get into a new one, and really find ourselves wanting that same exact thing because we're not paying attention to the signs that let us know, hey, this is, you're not going to get what you're asking for from this person. So you need to know what you need going into your next relationship in order to kind of use that as a compass or a gauge to make sure that you're on the right track. This is tricky because finding yourself, you have to be mindful of what you're saying that you need from someone. Because some things that we say that we need in a relationship, the other person cannot give us. For instance, if you think that someone is the root of your happiness, you are wrong. You are the only person that can make yourself happy. So if you're looking to find someone to make you happy, girl, boy, man, woman, you're in for a world of hurting because there's not a single person on this planet that can make you happy except for you. Period. So if you find yourself running off this list of things that you need in a relationship, you have to ask yourself, is this his responsibility or is it mine? Is this supposed to add to me? Or is this like, you can't have somebody add, like, how do I want to explain this? Happiness, right? You're genuinely supposed to be happy prior to a relationship. So then when you get in a relationship with someone, they add to the happiness. They don't give, like, if you are looking for somebody to make you happy, that means you're at a deficit. So that person comes along, you're not happy with your life. That person comes along and quote unquote makes you happy. Now you're just starting at zero. Now you're in this relationship with this person that's supposed to quote unquote make you happy, but you can't figure out why you still feel empty. And the reason why you still feel empty was because he was not the reason for your unhappiness. And you thought having him there was going to make you happy, when really it's something else. And I'm only saying this because I've been in this situation where it's like, this person is supposed to make me happy and that's not what I'm feeling. I'm actually more miserable now than I was before. And then that took some soul searching to figure out, why is it that I'm not happy? Ultimately, it's because I'm not getting something else that has nothing to do with this person. So be careful with that. When you start figuring out what you want in a relationship, please be mindful of if you're listing off things that is supposed to be your responsibility and not your future partner's. Another part of getting knowing yourself is what patterns and behaviors you have that is relating to certain events. So what I mean by that is, how do you handle conflict? Like I said 15 minutes ago, when it comes to pretty much conflict, I feel like if in my mind, if I feel like you should know better, I'm not going to explain to you anything. I will shut it all the way down. Like, I'm just not going to give you nothing, which I know that's a bad trait of mine. And so you have to be mindful of that. And what I have to realize is identify what triggers me to feel that way. What triggers me that makes me feel like, you know what, telling this person how I feel and trying to get to a solution is not the path that I want to take. Like, why do I feel that way? So that caused me to replay back situations, past relationships, past conversations with people that I care about. And I had to identify, okay, what happened in that situation that made me just shut down? Because whatever it is, it's causing me to do it with other people when I don't want to do that. So pay attention to your patterns and your behaviors when you're in a certain situation. Like, if you're a cheater, you need to figure out why you're cheating. A lot of the times, like, I don't believe that bullshit about how men can't be in monogamous relationships. It's all a mindset. Every man on this planet gets tempted, just like every woman on this planet get tempted. The people who don't act off those temptations are very strong when it comes to their willpower. And they've weighed pros and cons as far as what's important and what's not. You're making a temporary sacrifice to lose something that's really long-term and that'll benefit you way more than, you know, you fucking Jessica at the office. So you have to be mindful of where your shortcomings are, and then you have to work on those. You need to do that before you can even consider dating someone. Otherwise, you're bringing all this baggage into a relationship, and then they have to deal with this bullshit that you didn't brought, and they don't even deserve that. They were looking for somebody to add to their life. And I mean, add in a good way, not add as in a burden. Self-awareness is definitely going to be key when it comes to you figuring out what your triggers are and what your behaviors are, because it's going to make you be mindful every time these triggers come up, where you're going to have to stop and think about what's happening and how you need to respond. Number two, eliminate distractions and make space for your new boo. A lot of y'all are not going to like this, and I'm going to elaborate, so hear me out. If you want a serious relationship, you cannot be out here thotting and bopping. I'm going to say it one more time. If you want a serious relationship, you cannot be out here thotting and bopping. If you're going to be a thot, you're going to end up with a thot. If you're going to be a hoe, you're going to end up with a hoe. You're going to be broke. You're going to end up with another broke nigga. Because broke is a mentality. If you are going to be combative and abusive, guess what? You're going to be with somebody who's combative and abusive. The opposite of that is somebody who's super submissive and that just takes on whatever abuse that's given, which is not good anyway. But you're not going to find what you're looking for by being what you shouldn't be. Now, some people probably stopped listening to me when I said that, but hear me out. This does not apply to dating to see what's out there. When I mean by thotting and bopping, I'm saying fucking every Tom, Dick, and Harry. You can date 3 or 4 men and not be fucking any of them. That's what I mean. If you want to fuck one, fuck one. But you don't need to fuck all 4 of them to figure out which one you like more. Quite frankly, I wouldn't fuck any of them till I figure out how big they dicks were. You got to figure all that out. You got to figure out if y'all are emotionally compatible, if you guys have the same views, if you guys have the same morals, if you guys have the same values. Like, you got to figure out all that shit. Like, you got to figure out a lot of things before you even factor in sex. And even then, you're running the risk of getting someone who's not as well endowed as someone else. That's kind of sad. I wouldn't say fuck them, but try to see if you can figure that out. You know, some people have BDE. Who knows? I don't know. But yeah, if you want something serious, you can't be thotting and bopping. So clink, clink, lock it down. Ladies, keep your legs closed. Men, keep your dick in your pants. Keep your dick. Because it's y'all the ones. Ooh, y'all. Keep your dick in your pants. Okay. Just please. Keep it in your pants. Good example of why I'm saying you can't be out here being a thought and expect to end up with somebody other than a thought. This is a good example. I'm going to use myself. So I have never been fully invested in any man that I've ever dated. For the longest, I did not trust men. I grew up in a house where I've seen men be liars, be deceitful, abusive. And so I just never saw anything good come from a man. And then you go from that to being in high school where I see all these boys just dogging females left and right. And I was like, nah. And then I turn into an adult and I'm dealing with all these niggas that's just dogs. You know what I mean? So I had developed this concept in my mind that men are not to be trusted. So because men are not to be trusted, I would never fully invest myself in a man. And so that always led me to men who could not be fully invested in me. And that usually is like they either got some baby mama shit going on or they got relationships that haven't fully ended or they're in relationships. I've had somebody call me and I was like, what? Excuse me, ma'am. I don't know you. Like on some R. Kelly, Usher, same girl type shit. Like that's how I felt. Like what? So what I had to realize was it's because that I subconsciously seek out men who are quote unquote unavailable because I am emotionally unavailable. So I can't be emotionally available to somebody who's not available. So it was almost like a cop out for me. So that's what I mean by you can't be out here thotting and bopping and expect to find love. I mean, there's some exceptions, but that's the exception, not the rule. So just putting that out there. But you can date 3, 4, 5. If you want to have a rotation, that's fine. Just don't open your legs to them. That's what I mean by that. Don't fuck none of these niggas until you're sure that one of them is serious enough for you to do that with. Because I would hate for you to fuck all 5 of these niggas and they're gone by day 90. Okay? So, feel it out. The other thing is cut off flings that aren't going anywhere. Like, cut off the one, like the guys that are like y'all having y'all a little fun or whatever, but he's also jealous and he don't like you talking to other, like cut all that off. They gotta go. Like, cut off the ones that you know it's not gonna result in anything. No relationship, no commitment, no nothing. There's no point in you trying to find Mr. Right if you're giving it up to Mr. Hell No. Hell No need to get the hell on, okay? Like, tell Mr. Hell No to go. He don't get no more coochie for you, okay? You gotta be serious about it. So you can't be giving up your future husband's cookies to some ashy ass nigga that you met at the gas station. So cut off the flings, cut off the situationships, cut off the friends with benefits, cut all that shit off. If you're serious. Now, if you're just out here dating with no purpose, and when I say dating with no purpose, I mean, I'm just having fun. Or, you know, I'm just, you know, seeing what's out there. That's dating with no purpose. So if you're dating with no purpose, do what you want to do, pimp. But if you're trying to be serious, I'm going to say it again. You can't be out here thotting and bopping. No situationships. Don't give nobody no ultimatum. Like, if you don't give me this, then I'm going to start dating. Ain't nobody got time for that, because if he do end up doing what you asked him to do, he only did it because you told him if he don't do it, then he ain't gonna get no ass no more. And so he just figured, I'm gonna do this so I could pacify her, and then, you know, everything's gonna be forgiven. Don't fall for the shit. Move on. Okay. The other thing, a part of eliminating distractions and making space, is learning how to be alone and to get comfortable with being by your goddamn self, okay? A lot of you motherfuckers do not know how to do this, and it's obvious. It's so obvious about how needy some of y'all are and how y'all cannot be alone, because I see a whole lot of fucking settling going on. Motherfuckers laying next to you that you don't even like for the sake of having somebody next to you. Get comfortable with being by yourself. Now, it may sound ridiculous because you're like, I'm trying to date. Why do I need to be comfortable being by myself? Hear me out. If you don't know how to be alone and you start dating someone and you have all these boundaries and requirements that somebody needs to meet for you to take them serious, and because you don't know how to be alone, you may see some red flags, but you are willing to compromise on those red flags for the sake of not being alone. If you're secure in being alone, it's going to be easier for you to cut that shit off at the pass. If you can't handle being by yourself, being your own company, not having somebody sleeping in the bed next to you, not fucking nobody, because some of you bitches, because all I hear is bitches in my head. The dick being there, that's what I'm hearing in my head. No. Just fucking no. Learn how to be by your damn self. Okay? I don't want to see no stupid ass tweets about he loves it here. Like, I don't want to see none of that shit. Learn how to be by yourself. If you can learn how to be by yourself, it produces like this aura to these lame niggas where it's like, oh, she don't need me. Well, she don't give a fuck about getting rid of me. I'm either gonna have to step my game up or my ass is gone. But when you constantly make compromises, and I mean, like, some of y'all make declarations to these niggas and then go back on your declaration a day later. And if you think that he has any ounce of respect, you're wrong. Because in his head, he's thinking, she tried to tell me that she ain't gonna fuck on the first date. Had her ass bent over. Like, you know what I mean? Like, don't set yourself up for failure if you know that you can't be alone, and you know that the moment that you start liking somebody, you're going to start compromising on things that you know that you don't want to compromise on. You're going to end up with somebody that you really don't want to be with, and you're going to end up not liking yourself because of the things that you let slide. And you know what happens when you let motherfuckers slide? They start ice skating. Michelle Kwan and this bitch. So, learn how to be alone. Or you not gonna be alone. You gonna be with a lame ass nigga next to you. And then when he leave, you're gonna be like, oh my God, I couldn't wait for him to leave. You wouldn't even have to go through that, sis, if you would have just cut his ass off at the pass. But you were so busy that try to get somebody on your Instagram page so you could post on your Snapchat and for you to post like bagels, vacations, and shit like that, that you didn't sacrifice all your morals and your values to have some lame ass, three outfit wearing, no job, unemployment ass nigga next to you. Then nobody won't with community dick. Can't cook, can't clean, expect you to do everything, always asking you for $10. That's what you end up with. And men, y'all not off the hook. I'm really trying not to call y'all niggas, but some of y'all act like niggas. But men and niggas, okay? Some of y'all are not off the hook because there are some of y'all that want something serious, but because you didn't got kicked out of your place to stay, now you just finding any bitch that'll let you sleep on them so you can have a roof over your fucking head. And then you finally get a roof over your head, and now you're dealing with a crazy bitch. And you didn't know the bitch was crazy. But because you needed a place to stay, you sacrificed all your morals and your values just to have a roof over your head. And now you done sat up here and knocked up the crazy bitch. And you can't get rid of her. This is what happens when you sacrifice your morals and your values. And this is what happens when you don't know how to be alone. Number three. Discover what you want. Discover what you need. Be very specific. Dream a little if you want to. Be confident in what you're asking for. If you want to eventually end up where you're a family of four with three dogs and a parrot, fuck it. That's what you want. Put that shit out there. I want my fucking parrot. Revisit it often. Maybe your mindset might change. Maybe you might feel a little bit different. But use that as kind of like your compass. Like if you're dating someone and you start asking them what, you know, where they see themselves in 5 or 10 years, and you don't see your four kids and your three dogs and your parrot in it, then you might have to be like, this may not work out. If it's not aligning with where you're hoping to be, it's time to cut them loose. For instance, I need somebody that is just as on the fence about kids as I am. Now, if you come in there gun blazing talking about I want 4 or 5 kids, I'm going to be like, hold up now. This ain't going to work because I already have one kid and I'm not going to add 4 more to the bunch. That's what the fuck I'm not going to do. Because one, who's having them, who's raising them, and who's paying for them? Because it ain't going to be me. So I have to find a guy that's maybe okay with having maybe one, maybe two. You pushing it with the two, because then that makes we have 3 total. If you have a kid, though, if you have a kid and I have a kid, I'm letting you know right now, we can only do 1 more. 3 is my max. Can only have one. Only have one. Okay? If you got a kid and I got a kid, only have one. Okay. So you got to be mindful of that shit. If you want 5 kids, you know for sure you only want 2. We're going to have to talk about this. And if we can't come to some compromise, then this is not going to work, because I don't want you to resent me because you wanted your start in 5 and I only gave you 2 kids. Now you mad at me because you want three more and I refuse. I didn't tie my tubes. You gotta be mindful of that shit. Don't waste your time. Don't waste the other person's time. Knowing what you want, knowing what you need, that lets you know if you're on the right path or not. Like, do you need quality time? Are you more of an affectionate person? Do you need positive reinforcement? Is communication like the biggest thing for you because you didn't get it in your past relationship and you really need to know where somebody is mentally? Like, what is it that you need? Again, you have to make sure that what you're asking for is not something that is your responsibility. If it's your responsibility, take it off the fucking list and go talk to your therapist about it. Okay. Be mindful of like what makes you happy, what your values are, what your core beliefs are. All of these things needs to be on that list of your wants and your needs. So when you start dating, you know exactly where you stand and you basically pair that up with where they're at. And if they're on the same page, great. Keep dating them. See where it goes. If not, cut that shit off at the pass. Number four. Last one. Naming your intentions and setting your boundaries ahead of time. So by this time, you probably already have your list of like the ideal man that you're looking for, or you have an outline, because all these things ultimately will get you to the point where you can make that list of that man. So like, for instance, if we go back and we say that we're dating with intentions and we're eliminating distractions, then part of your list of the man that you want a man that is intentional about dating too. That is not out here thotting and bopping as well. You want somebody who is relationship oriented. Someone who is like-minded. Those are things that you would be putting on your list. Not he gotta love designer. Basic bitches. Anyway. You need to identify your purpose and your plan when it comes to dating. Otherwise, you're dating for fun or comfort, which means you are dating with no purpose at all, which means you're going to get a whole bunch of randoms that fall in your lap. Being intentional, that means you actually go on dates and you actually call it a date, not hanging out, not kicking it, none of that shit. He used words like that. He trying to fuck and that's it. Coming up with a list of standards and never compromise on these standards. These standards and boundaries are what's going to keep you on the right path and to get you to where you want to be in life as far as whatever it is that you desire when it comes to a relationship. The moment you compromise on these boundaries and these standards is the moment you start veering off and you're not going down that straight line anymore. Now you're going off on all these tangents and they may not bring you back to the main road. So write a list of what your intentions are, what your boundaries are going to be. Like, ain't no coming to my house after 10 o'clock. Ain't no coming to my house, period, until we've had X amount of dates. No sex before 5 dates. Like, whatever it is that you want to set for yourself. Because some of y'all fuck niggas on the first night. So your list needs to have 10 dates before I give up the nana. Some of y'all have sex before you're committed. And then in your head, you're thinking you're in a relationship. And in his head, he's single. He Chris Brown'd your ass. Y'all heard what Chris Brown said. He in a relationship, but he's single. That nigga. That's my nigga, but stay away from the niggas. Stay away from the niggas. That's what I mean when I say I'm trying to call a man. Like, I'm trying to call you either a man or a nigga. Chris Brown was a full-blown nigga right there. Okay. Full blown nigga. Russell Wilson, man. Chris Brown, nigga. Get the difference? So yeah, be firm on your standards and do not compromise. Your boundaries need to be in place, or you need to practice your boundaries before you get to that point of like serial dating, because I would say that the moment you let one slide, it's kind of like a revolving door type of situation. And so like for me, when I started back dating again, I was just like, there's just certain things that I know if we do these things, or if I let these things slide, it's downhill. And one of the things that I kind of put on myself as to like, I'm not allowing this whatsoever, is I'm not available after 10 o'clock, not to talk, not to text, nothing. But that's because when I started dating, it was just like, eh, whatever. And then niggas thought they could hit me up at 3 a.m. So no. Mm-mm. Now it's after 10 o'clock. Don't even bother. I'll text you back in the morning. So no Netflix and chilling. No sex before a certain amount of dates. Keep the dates short, because I just feel like I don't need to be spending, unless it's like an undeniable connection, I don't need to spend 6 hours with your ass. 2 hours is enough. I'll see you again another time. Leave a little bit of mystery, you know? You don't have to play games. Like, don't play games. It's just like, to me, it's like, I don't know what that one guy's name was. And quite frankly, I don't ever want to know his fucking name because he gets on my nerves. But he's some guy that keeps calling himself somebody of a, what does he say? High valued man or something. I don't know. I don't like him. I don't want to know him. Please don't tell me his name. But whoever he is, like, he kept like drilling in on the fact that, like, if a woman has done something before, she can't change and have these new standards. Yes, the fuck you can. If I was talking to that man, I'd tell him to eat a dick. It's not very ladylike. So I'm gonna tell him to eat two dicks. You can have standards. You can change your standards. I don't give a fuck if you fucked a nigga on Monday. If you decide on Friday that you're not gonna fuck a nigga on the first night, then you're not. If you decide that you're gonna be celibate on Friday and you're gonna wait until marriage, you can do that. You don't need anybody's fucking permission. And any nigga that has a problem with it, guess what he can fucking do? Not you. You can go kick rocks. Find another bitch to stick your dick in. Period. Don't let, that's another thing too, like, and this has nothing to do with the list because I'm done with that, because now I'm just on a rant. I'm fired up. If you have these boundaries in place and you start dating and like the guy tries to guilt trip you into why you don't do X, Y, and Z, tell that nigga to kick rocks. No mean no. I mean, if you want to be Junior from the fucking Players Club, go right ahead. You saw what happened to that nigga. No do mean no do. If I said I ain't fucking you before 90 days, I ain't fucking you before 90 days. Now, if you want to be an immature ass person and wait around for that 90 days just so you can smash on day 91 and then dip out, that's fine. I might fuck you up, but that's fine if you want to play that game. Most niggas ain't going to do that. But don't let anybody make you feel bad about you setting up these boundaries, you setting up these standards. Your standards are not too high for somebody who's willing to meet them. Plain and simple. that saying about for everyone that won't, there's another one that will. That's with everything. Everything. For every one person that won't, there's probably two more that will. So if he don't want to take you on dates, guess what? I'm going to find somebody who will. Somebody like to eat in this bitch. Don't compromise for nobody. None. I can't really tell the fellas what to do because I'm not a man. So go find your advice somewhere else. The only thing I can tell you is stop living with these bitches. Stop getting with these girls to have a roof over your head. Get your own fucking place. Manage your money right. Homeless ass nigga. That shit irritates me. You really sought out a girl so you could live with her? And then you wonder why this bitch think y'all married? You moved in the third night you knew her. Like, come on. Ladies, don't even tell this nigga that you live by yourself when you go on these dates. Tell him you live with a roommate or you live with your mama or your daddy or something. Don't even tell him you got your own shit, because I just feel like when you start telling them all that, they start picturing in their head like, oh, she live by herself. She all alone. I could just move right on in there. The next thing you know, you got his ugly mama pictures up on your mantle and you trying to figure out how the fuck this nigga done moved in without you knowing. Like, these, they're so slick. Be mindful of that. Like, just don't. Just don't. And, men, the best way that you can spot those who are just looking for money, all you got to do is listen to her talk. Pay attention to what she's liking or what she points out. You take her out to dinner and she orders the most expensive thing on the menu. She could potentially just have, you know, expensive tastes, or she could be trying to see how deep your pockets is. That's just a gamble you're willing to take. So I don't know how to, I really don't know how to help y'all. I don't know because these city girl bitches is something else. I don't know how to help y'all. And I know y'all be like, oh, I spend $200 on a date. I'm getting some ass that night. No, you're not. Nigga, I ain't asking you to spend $200. And if that's how you feel, get a prostitute. But y'all don't like paying for pussy, though. But the first thing out of your mouth is, oh, spend $200. I'm supposed to be getting some. Get a prostitute. You want a woman? Write that shit off on your taxes. I don't know what to tell you. But that's all I got for y'all. I'm ready to go to bed. So I'll talk to y'all another time. Peace. It's the end of the episode. If you like what you've heard, show me some love on Apple Podcasts by subscribing and giving me a 5-star rating. And if you want to talk about this topic a little bit more, hit me up on Twitter at narrowly412. That's on Twitter at narrowly412. Talk to y'all next episode. Peace.